Shed Some Light, episode 262, coming to you on a Thursday, the first day of March Madness. And let us be the first ones to wish you happy March Madness.
Best 4 days of the year.
We're rolling into basketball basically noon to midnight.
Yeah, the best.
Multiple games on at a time. I'm excited this year because we've got the YouTube TV quadrant box. That's going to come in elite. I think I'm going to move the other TV out to the living room.
Gotta.
Get
eight games
going on at one time.
Elite.
Should be good. Shorter episode for you today. A lot of March Madness reminiscing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be good.
I kind of told you the other day, mine just kind of turned into like people that I forgot played college basketball.
Ooh, okay. I took a different route.
Well, no. So I was making a list. And it was, like, people who, like, had, like, fantastic March Madness runs at one point or another.
Yeah.
Also, when I was going back to do, like, my deep dive, I only picked people that, like, I remember. Like, I'm not picking,
oh,
like,
yeah, me too.
I'm not picking, like, Christian Laettner's shot or whatever.
No,
fucking...
It was mine, I think the farthest back I went, let me see here.
I don't have the dates. I just have...
I tried to get the dates on most of them. Yeah, like, 2008...
Okay.
I think is as far back as I really... Oh, no, 2003. I have one from 2003. But that's understandable when I get to that.
Okay.
But yeah, then it's 2008 to present.
Yeah.
So...
And then, well, yeah, so like I was saying, I was just listing people, and then I just like got in a flow of being like, oh, I remember this dude. And then I was like, these people didn't do shit in the NCAA tournament, but they're etched into my fucking brain.
So mine was literally just laying in bed last night thinking about what do I remember from March Madness. And then I wrote down those players' names. And then this morning I like looked them up just so that I could get the correct year that I was thinking about.
Yeah. Okay.
So... do we want to jump right into that? Do we want to touch on like the Dylan Cease trade or Justin Fields trade? Or are we just doing straight basketball?
Did we not talk about the Dylan Cease trade?
It happened right after we finished recording the last episode, I think.
We can talk about both the trades. Yeah, Dylan Cease is traded. It sucks in the sense of like, I love Dylan Cease. It's understandable in the grand scheme of things.
Yes and no. I mean, even his note, like his farewell letter to Chicago was like, I thought that I would have been here a lot longer.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's blaming like management per se. I think that's just being like, yeah, like I thought we had something special and like we clearly didn't. And I don't know if that's blamed on management, on the players, on the manager himself, like who that can be blamed on, but like I don't think that's a dig in the sense of like, oh, I was shocked I got traded.
I think he knew that the trade was coming, but I genuinely do believe that he thought that he was like there was a chance that he could have been a White Sox for life.
Pitchers are tough nowadays though. Like besides like Clayton Kershaw, like who else has been like, yeah, they've just stuck with one team for their entire career?
I have no idea.
Zero people. I'll answer that for you.
So, yeah. Garrett Crochet, I think, is the opening day starter.
Garrett Crochet, which is... It's one of those things that, like, wild. Never would have guessed in a million years he would be the opening day starter.
No.
But also, like, kind of like the just, like, fuck it mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's that. And then Justin Fields to the Steelers.
For a box of rocks.
Yeah, for a conditional sixth rounder.
Yeah, I mean we got a box of rocks back. It sucks. I now have to like fully embrace Caleb Williams, and that sucks even more.
Yeah, did you see Keenan Allen was at his pro day in Bears stuff?
Yeah, I mean that makes me a little bit happier. Like it doesn't make me happy, but it makes me a little bit happier. Takes me from like -100 to like -999.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. That sucks. Like, fucking nobody's been set up to fail more than Justin Fields. Like, the Bears just fucking wasted his entire career, or in first half of his career. And now, like, we're kind of fucked in the sense of, like, I want the Bears to do well, But if the Bears do well, then people are like, fucking a bunch of the dumbasses on Twitter and wherever are going to be like, see, fucking Justin Fields was the issue. And it's like, no, he's not, you fucking morons. He was thrown to a fucking high school wide receiver with a middle school offensive line and like a JV running back. Mm-hmm. So like, shut up that he was like, he was supposed to do well with that. Like, if you would have just like flipped their places, like Justin Fields would have got drafted this year and Caleb Williams would have been drafted like 5 years ago or whatever, like Caleb Williams would have fucking sucked in the NFL too.
Yep.
So it sucks. I am very interested to see what they do with the number 9 pick now. Like, are you still going to take a wide receiver? And just fucking have the best wide receiving core, like, in the NFL?
I mean, why not?
I like it. I mean, I still think you have to do something with the offensive line. They really haven't. They're signing a bunch of these dudes who are like, they played like 1 year here or like 1 year there. And like, they're not like, it's basically like, we'll take a flyer on this guy.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to keep taking flyers on my offensive line. It's a
high risk, potentially maybe high reward, but very high risk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say it's like a high risk, medium reward. Like, these guys have been in the league before. They're obviously not like to the caliber of other offensive linemen that are like good. So it's like, worst case scenario, our quarterback gets fucking injured because he gets hit all the time. And like, best case scenario, they're like slightly above average.
Serviceable.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't fucking know. It sucks. Did you see the fans that are starting the petition to wear that the Bears should wear a commemorative number 1 patch? Justin Fields?
I'm in on that.
I'm so in on it. And I've seen a bunch of TikToks of people like calling the Bears like phone number and just fucking screaming at him about the Justin Fields trade. Like, shit. Like, people. I also saw people commenting on that being like, oh, the poor guy on the other end of that phone or whatever. That's the best day that guy's had in fucking years, dude.
Dude, Justin Fields would have balled out this year with the weapons that they're about to have. It would have been night and day, I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. I hope he does well in Pittsburgh. I hope he plays more than 51% of the time.
Doesn't sound like he will.
Maybe Russell Wilson gets injured.
We'll see. Let's jump into some positives here. We'll talk some reminiscing on March Madness. We are not doing a Shed Some Light bracket this year.
Yeah, fuck you, whoever ruined it last year.
No, it was...
Was that last year?
It was 2 years ago, I think.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, 2 years ago, some dude entered like 31 of his own brackets.
Dickhead.
I think I'm in three different pools. Who you rooting for? Who's your national champion? I have three different ones.
I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm rooting against a couple teams.
Okay. Like?
Purdue. Obviously.
Yeah.
I think they're very good. Fuck them. Gonzaga and St. Mary's, always. They can lick my nuts.
Fair enough.
Who else am I rooting against? I know you're rooting against this team. I'm rooting for NC State. Shout out to big old DJ Burns, a.k.a. Escalade down man in the post.
Yeah, he's a doucher. I think I have them winning in like one or two of my pools. Actually, I think I'm in four. So I'll tell you what, my four national champions, I have Arizona.
Can't have Arizona. Not east of the
Arizona, Houston,
the United States.
I think I have North Carolina and Tennessee. Those are my four. Tennessee's my kind of wild card one.
Well, so I'm in two. I have UConn and Kentucky. And Kentucky and Tennessee are very much the same team where like they may win it all. They may lose in the first round. Fucking who knows?
Yeah. So let's take a blast to the past and talk about some of our most memorable March Madness names/moments.
Okay. Well, I want to start off with the obvious one, but I want to start it off for another reason. So another team that I will root against forever, because I fucking cannot stand to watch them play, and I am so fucking glad they didn't actually make it in the tournament. Virginia is the most fucking boring team in college basketball. It's like watching fucking paint dry. They stink. Play fantastic defense, and they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean if they were on a boat. It's fucking insane how bad they are. Did you see the stat? They didn't score a point for 52 minutes of real time. So for almost an hour long of your life, they did not score a point in a basketball game.
Yeah, dude. They're...
Which is insane.
Their offense has been just garbage for a while.
Yeah.
Absolute lockdown defense.
Yeah, great defense, but they just cannot fucking play offense to save their lives.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring that up, it relates back to my number one, because Virginia played Colorado State last night. Colorado State won. Do you know who is an assistant at Colorado State?
Is it our guy?
Oh, you fucking damn right it is, the baby. The greatest Ali name. Ali Farouk Manesh, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go. Shout out to Ali Farouk Manesh, Northern Iowa legend.
2010 Northern Iowa.
Just that, I'm telling you, that fucking play is ingrained in my head. Him pulling up from three, up two with like 35 seconds left and like 28 seconds left on the shot clock is the most baller, whip your nuts out move I've ever seen in the NCAA tournament.
Whenever I think of March Madness, it's instantaneously Ali Farouk Manesh. That
comes to my head.
Yeah.
It's like Ali Farouk Manesh. Was it against Kansas?
You yep. said?
Yeah. Just fucking bang. Could you imagine being the coach of that team? He's like, what the fuck? Yes, dude.
Yeah, Ali Farouk Manesh, absolute legend. I'm trying to think of how I should go through mine here. Like, do I go chronological? Do I go...
So, well, first of all, how did you come up with these guys? Because, like, mine are based a lot on, like, names.
Mine was just, like moments of March Madness that have just been ingrained in my brain.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So my next big name guy, obviously you start off with Ali Farouk Manesh. Shout out to Middle Tennessee State legend Giddy Potts.
Ooh, that's Giddy a good
Potts
one.
Giddy Potts was dominating Michigan State when they were the 15 seed and Michigan State was a 2 seed. Shout out to Middle Tennessee State. Shout out to Giddy Potts, baby.
Okay, I like
what
that.
What a name.
I like that. Yeah, I guess mine didn't really go... Mine weren't really like names. It was, like I said, it was just things from March Madness that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Okay.
I
have one that should be high on your list.
I mean, my next most memorable after Ali Farouk Manesh is 08 Mario Chalmers.
Okay, that was going to be the one. Yeah, that was like, if this is not top three for him, I'm going to be pissed.
Only because, I mean, like...
You won the bracket.
I won the bracket that year because I picked Kansas. And, like, that shot, like, top of the key, I think there was, like, 3 or 4 seconds left. Shorts, like, down to the middle of your calves.
Yes. how times have changed. Somebody posted a picture the other day. It was like, take me back to 2002. And it was like... Purdue versus like Ohio State, and like you could barely see these dudes' ankles.
Oh yeah,
like it was so funny.
Yeah, so shout out Mario Chalmers and Kansas.
Okay, I got another one. Just like I feel like a team that was like there a couple times. They were fun to watch at the time. Shout out to Ron Baker and Wichita State.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Fred Van Fleet was on that team. Fred Van Fleet, great NBA career so far. Ron Baker, kind of just like a college legend. Like the kid that looks like he like balled out in middle school, but then like kind of stopped playing. But like he just like never left the middle school phase. A long shaggy hair, the sleeve just got buckets. Shout out to Ron Baker, Wichita State.
Baby. I like it. Okay. Let's see here. I guess I'm going to kind of go somewhat in chronological order. So next moment that will always be ingrained in my mind, 2010, Gordon Hayward missed half-court shot for Butler.
And then they did the sports science on it that was like, if it was 0.6 centimeters to the left,
that thing,
it would have went
I thought he was draining that. That would have been legendary.
It would to beat Duke.
Yeah. That was like a true David versus Goliath moment. I thought he was going to drain that.
Gordon Hayward also might have been the first player that I vividly remember being like wrong about in the NBA, where I was like, Gordon Hayward's going to stink in the NBA.
He's like, had a good career.
Yeah, like I was old enough to be like, I understood that like you, like just because you're good in college doesn't mean you're good in the NBA. And I was like, he's gonna fucking stink in the NBA. And I was like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to, who was it? A couple years later, I think his name was like Shannon Mack. This big old point guard for them. Who got buckets.
Oh, was it Shannon? Mack was definitely the last name.
I want to say it was like Shannon Mack or something like that.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Butler.
No? It was something Mack. Butler basketball, yeah. Let's see what we got.
Sheldon
Mack. Yes, Sheldon yes, Mack. Yes. That's what it was. That's what
yes,
it was.
Yes, dude. That guy got buckets for them, too.
Shout out.
Just a little bit of an overweight dude, just getting absolute buckets.
Okay. What you got next?
I just have shout out to George Mason's entire team.
Oh, yeah. I put them on here, too.
Just not really one guy in particular, but like just shout out to George Mason when they made, what were they, like the 13
they
or
were,
14?
They made 2006. They were, made it to the Final Four as an 11 seed.
Yes, dude. Shout out to George Mason. Yeah. I like I said, I went back and I like looked at their roster and I was like, I don't really remember like any of
these
dudes.
Yeah, right.
But it was, like shout to I like George Mason was the first one where I was like, holy shit, this tournament's crazy. George Mason's in this shit. Like, that's awesome.
I had they were part of the three teams at the end that I was gonna give shout outs to the entire team for. So glad we both had that one on the list. Let me see here. Next up in chronological order, I got double shout outs in 2011.
Okay.
So first up, we got obviously Jimmer Fredette and BYU.
You can't forget Jimmer.
I mean he kind of turned himself into like a couple years worth of Kobe, where like you take the shot, Jimmer.
That's one where like, and this goes to show you how stupid I am. Where it's like Gordon Hayward's gonna stink in the NBA, and then I was like, how can you fucking possibly guard Jimmer? He's gonna be awesome
in the
NBA. Like he's just gonna fucking pull up the second he crosses half court. It's over. Like you're fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, Jimmer's gonna be great in the NBA. I was like, and fucking no, he's not.
Thinking about timelines, I like looking back on this, no recollection or like I didn't realize that these two guys were in the same March Madness tournament. But also,
real quick though, also in my mind, Jimmer Fredette like legitimately took one step across half court.
Oh yeah.
And he had the highest vertical I've ever seen when he shot the ball.
Yeah.
That dude was eye level with the rim when he was releasing the ball.
He was
every single time.
Yeah, he was green light. You can shoot as soon as you cross half court.
It was one step across and then he would pull up to shoot and like heads hitting the ceiling when he's releasing that ball, dog. Like he was fucking I don't even know if he like ever like threw down like a mean dunk, but like in my head he could like between the legs windmill that shit.
I agree.
He jumped so high on his jump shot.
I agree. Also from the 11 tournament, Cardiac Kemba Walker.
Oh, yeah, that's elite. But so the thing for me is that like, and what kind of ruins, obviously Kemba Walker, historic run when they like won the Big East and then won the tournament.
Yeah.
But like, to me, and I guess you can include this in March Madness, his most iconic moment was in the Big East tournament, not the NCAA tournament.
Correct.
It's the step back, fucking make the dude fall against Pitt.
Against Pitt, yep.
Yeah, at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
It's the most, first of all, too, like, do you think that dude had that line ready to rip? Like, Cardiac Kemba? Because he says it. That ball hits a net, and he's Cardiac Kemba. Like,
he had
is that something that, like, he came up with beforehand, or like, is he just letting that fly?
No. I'm definitely on the boat that he thought of that previously.
Also, just shout to all the announcers during March Madness.
Yeah,
some of the calls that come out of there are just so fucking elite.
One shining moment at the end is the most iconic sports song.
It is. It might be like my favorite tradition in all of sports.
It's definitely up there.
It's top three for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got next?
Here's another one that one guy in particular on the team, but just the entire team in general. I'm going Brett Comer from Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, they were my next one. Dunk City.
Dunk City. Shout out to them. It's weird because like normally I would not like this team because that year I had Georgetown winning it all and Florida Gulf Coast upset them in the first round, but like they were just so fucking electric when they were doing it that I was like, all right, this team's sick.
Yeah. That's a good one. 2013 Dunk City.
I wanted to go to Florida Gulf Coast because I looked at that school and I was like, this is fucking sick.
They're, I know.
Like, literally on a beach. Right. I was like, holy shit, dude.
I think it was awesome. A private beach. Like, you had to go to that school in order to have access to it.
No, like, they had, like, villas that you could live in that were just on the beach. I was like, this is the coolest shit of all time.
That was sick. Okay. Next one up, I'm going 2015 RJ Hunter, Georgia State.
That was literally my next one that I had.
More so for Ron Hunter, the dad, falling out of the chair. And then, because I think he had like a full-on leg
like
brace
a
or cast or something on. And then I remember RJ hitting the shot and he just splats down, falls out of the chair. Like, that was hilarious.
No, he was my next one. And I don't know who was commentating on that, but whoever was commentating on that was Tony Romo before Tony Romo.
I don't know, Jimmy, we go.
if you go back to it, he's like, the dude that's commentating is like, drive her to the basket. You got to take a two. What are you doing? Like, just like, it's just like if you just threw me out there, just being like a random fan from at home, being like, I have no commentating experience, but I'm just going to like say what I feel in the moment. Like, shout to whoever was commentating that. My next one, kind of a recent one. When he hit the transfer portal, there was part of me that wanted him to come to Notre Dame. Shout out to big Doug Etter.
Dirty Doug.
Dirty Doug with the stash, baby. I had him. St. Pete's.
I had him
legend.
On mine.
Shout out to Dirty Doug. Wanted him to come to Notre Dame for a little bit because I was just like, I don't know. He kind of got buckets in the NCAA tournament. He fucking rocks the mustache. Goofy looking hair. My guy.
Yeah. Good pick. I
don't know where he
too.
Ended up going, but like I.
It was another.
I think it was like St. Bonaventure or some shit like that.
It was another smaller school.
Yeah, I want to say it was a Brown school too.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, shout out Dirty Doug Eddard. Good pick. Okay, let's see here. We did 15, 2016. So Chris Jenkins was the one that nailed the three, but Ryan Arcidiacono.
Ryan Arcidiacono, yes, if you know what I'm saying. Come on now.
I mean,
Bulls
former,
drafted him.
Bulls pick. Couldn't pass that up. That was an electric. When they crossed half court and he threw that little like shovel pass kind of across his body.
It was the Christian Watkins. It was a shot. The IU shot was the exact same play. We go to the trailer and then you just kind of like toss it off to him.
Yeah, that was elite.
That tournament, that at least that NCAA final might be the best final of all time. Because people forget the play before that, Marcus Page hit a double clutch three to tie the game.
Yeah.
And then,
better than Kansas Memphis.
Yes, I think so. You had two back, like Kansas Memphis went to overtime, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. So like you play out overtime. You had back to back game tying game winning shots in a matter of like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And like it wasn't even like, oh, here's a clean look, bang. He double clutch in the air, was like, bop, hit that, and then immediately go down and lose. Like if you're a North Carolina fan, the roller coaster of emotions that you were on there is like got to be the worst thing of all time.
Yeah.
That was one where like later in life, like I'll probably be like, yeah, that was sick. But also like mine were more like the niche people.
Okay.
Not kind of niche, but not so niche. Actually, the reason that I hate Gonzaga, fuck you, Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison, yes.
Fuck you, Adam Morrison.
I had him on my list, too.
I hated Gonzaga because they would fucking play dog shit teams in, like, the
West Coast Conference.
And then they get the one seed, and they lose to, like, the eight seed every fucking year, and I was sick of them. And Adam Morrison was the peak of that. We're like... He was the guy that I was like, I pray that the Bulls don't draft this motherfucker because, like, I cannot stand him and he's going to stink in the NBA. And he did.
Big bunker guy.
Yeah, big bunker guy.
Has his own bunker in case, you know, the world ends. Shout out Adam Morrison.
Well, maybe shout out. Fuck that guy, though. Like, nothing brought me more joy than him crying after whenever they lost, like at like midcourt.
Yeah.
And it's also funny because like he comes around nowadays, like just by the way he looked, I guarantee you I'd like him.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be like, look at this fucking
the long hair and the
buckets.
Like scraggly gross stash.
Yeah, it's just like the like I tried to grow a mustache in sixth grade mustache.
Yeah.
Respect.
Okay, good pick. I'm moving up. We're in 2018 now. I have double shout outs here. First one, Sister Jean. I mean, can't forget about Sister Jean and Loyola.
Yeah, like, I don't know. She was kind of like overrated for me.
I thought she was properly rated that year and then became overrated following
that. Okay, that's fair.
I was good with her and her appearances during their Final Four run. After that, don't really
care.
That's
fair. I can get behind that.
And then also 2018 was UMBC over Virginia. Ah,
the first ever. I remember where I watched that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Either a junior or sophomore. What year is it?
18.
I was a sophomore in college. Watched at a buddy's house right before St. Patrick's Day.
Nice. No.
Or right before the weekend that St. Patrick's Day was celebrated.
Okay. Yeah. In like adjacent to that, I just wanted to give another shout out to Kyle Guy. Because I love Kyle Guy.
But also fuck Virginia, bitch.
But Virginia losing to a 16 seed.
Should've went to IU.
Cracks me up, but I love Kyle Guy.
Yeah. Okay, so my next couple, do you have any more like NCAA tournament in particular? I kind of told you that like mine just turned into like me naming random people.
Let me see. We talked about Dirty Doug. The only other one that I had was 19 Ja Morant becoming a thing
at
Murray State.
Yeah.
And then also Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue last year.
Yeah, shout out FDU, baby. Legends, you fucking gods.
That was my list.
Okay, so then, like I said, my next five are just people that I like kind of forgot about, but then remembered when I was thinking about this. Not really forgot about. One of them, the first one, didn't forget about, but kind of went along with Ali Farouk Manesh, like, great name. Kevin Pitsnoggle.
Oh.
Shout out to Kevin Pitsnoggle.
Yeah, and then especially going to Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, like, dude, legend.
Absolute match made in heaven.
Wonder what he's doing nowadays. Like, hi, Kevin Pitsnoggle here. It's a tough last name. staying at Pitt. Do you remember DeJuan Blair?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I thought he was going to be great in the NBA, too.
You know who is another Pitt name that I don't think I'll ever forget? LaVance Fields.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Got buckets, dude.
I still have his double wristbands that he threw out after Notre Dame Pitt game back in the day.
Oh yeah. Okay, my next three are all from Syracuse.
Okay.
Just like great names.
I know exactly where you're going with these.
Okay. You know one for sure.
You're going Eric Diemendorf.
Easy. That's my number one. I'm pretty sure still on the coaching staff, maybe. I know he was an assistant for a while.
He was?
Yeah.
So was what was his name? Jerry McNamara?
Yes, dude.
Also, he was on the coaching staff, yeah. I believe.
Those
for a
two
minute.
Were also kind of the same person to me.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, they were just white dudes that got shot threes. What do you think's next? I guarantee you don't get one of them.
How obvious are we? Like, my other one that I was gonna throw out was Hakeem Warwick.
Hakeem Warwick was not one of them on there, but it was like a solid one.
Okay. Carmelo's too obvious.
No, yeah, not Carmelo.
Shout out to Carmelo because he was only at Syracuse for 1 year, and I got a high five from him when he played there.
Won the national title.
Yeah.
One of which is infamously known for being drafted right before Steph Curry. And news flash for you, not good. Also, same position as Steph Curry. Got drafted to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I don't know.
Johnny Flynn.
Oh, I forgot that he went to Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the headband?
Yeah.
I did not forget that he went to Syracuse.
Okay.
And then another one, because we beat them when they were number one, he was the starting point guard, Brandon Trish. I don't know if you remember him. I believe he was number 20.
Yeah.
Just random dude. No, if it like didn't hate him, didn't love him, but like for some reason, Brandon Trish is like ingrained in my head as a name.
Okay, definitely forgot about him.
And then one that I just kind of remembered because of you saying that stuff, Hashim Thabeet. I just want to give a shout out to Hashim Thabeet.
Oh yes, that's it. He was at UConn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was also Charlie Villanueva.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget about him.
The fact that he didn't go to Villanova is kind of a crime.
I know. Villanueva at Villanova.
Is like Kevin Pitsnoggle going to Pitt. Like, you just gotta, you have to do it at that point.
That was like, I don't remember if this happened in real life or if they were talking about it during a game, but a couple years ago, Notre Dame versus Duke, and they were talking about if Nate Leshefsky dated Coach K's daughter, and they were Leshefsky Krzyzewski.
That'd be a rough one. That'd be insane. It's a tongue twister for you.
Right? So there's some March Madness throwbacks to get you ready for this year's tournament.
I'll give a couple of Notre Dame ones. Carlton Scott.
Obviously.
Tyrone Nash.
Yep.
Luke Herangode.
Goody.
Tom Knight.
The White Knight himself.
Alex Dragicevich.
Oh, he's a comedian now. Yeah. He pops up on my TikTok every once in a while.
Tim Abromaitis.
Oh, yes, dude. What's his name? Yure Makira.
Yep. Jonathan Peoples.
Jonathan Peoples.
Legend. Both of the Chris's, Thomas and Quinn.
Yeah, elite.
First of all, Dad trying to disrespect Chris Quinn the other day.
I thought you were trying to disrespect Chris Quinn.
No.
Chris Quinn was elite. Both Chris Quinn and Chris Thomas were elite. Chris Quinn, I think, was kind of the unsung hero.
Dad was saying that he was talking about us naming Hooper when we were kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, Jack wanted to name him after Chris Quinn, who was like a bench warmer for Notre Dame. And I was like,
Chris Quinn.
Don't you dare disrespect Chris Quinn like that. He was not a fucking bench warmer. He was awesome.
Harold Swanigan.
Oh, legendary.
Swanee.
Ben Hansbrough.
Yeah, nice.
Shout to Ben Hansbrough for getting caught smoking weed and then everybody saying that he got arrested for drugs and then me thinking that he did steroids and when he came back, that's why he could shoot from so far.
Incorrect. That was Kyle McElarney.
Kyle McElarney. Fucking that guy too.
Shout out to Kyle. Dude, he was the one that taught me how to spin a basketball around my arms.
That's elite.
I know. Another shout out, sticking on the big man train, we had Luke Zeller and Taryn Francis.
Oh.
Mr. Brick Hands over there. Kyle McElarney also showed me Piano Man. Dude, he was kind of foundational in my younger years.
I'll tell you what, Ben Hansbrough scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He was a fucking... And, like, rightfully so. Like, but he was like... Like, I used to be the ball boy for them. Like, if I, like, didn't throw him a pass that, like, directly hit him in the chest, he'd be like, he'd throw it back to me and be like, throw it to me again. And I was like, dude, I'm in sixth grade. Fuck off.
Kyle McElarney was a G. He was...
I literally thought he got arrested for doing steroids.
Yeah.
Because he came back and he was pulling up from everywhere, and I remember being like, dude, you can just do steroids and get suspended for a little bit and then come back and you can fucking shoot from anywhere.
Be elite at basketball?
Like, that's sick. I'm doing that for sure.
Yeah.
And then that's another one where, like, we've talked about it before of, like, stuff you learn way too late in life. That was one where I was, like, 16, 17. Like, wait a second. Fucking weed?
He was just smoking weed.
That was weed, dude? Fucking swear to God, he did PEDs. That is bullshit.
You got any other Notre Dame basketball names?
No, but I want to give it... I want to make sure I get his name right.
Well, you're looking that up. I do have it. One other.
I got one. I just want to give a shout out to Will Sheehy from IU. Dude was just throwing down fucking yams left and right and looked like the biggest finance bro you've ever seen ever.
Dude,
and
this he
would
looks
just
like
rise
an IU
up
baller.
And fucking yam on dudes. Like, yeah. He'd get up and out of the gym real quick and like you look at him and be like, oh, this kid's like your typical like frat bro finance dude at IU, like no doubt. And then it's like, oh, just kidding. He's actually awesome at basketball.
That's good.
Yogi Ferrell, just by the name.
Yeah. So Notre Dame adjacent, not basketball related. I did want to put everyone on. Tiege Holt has a song called Irish Found that just came out, and it's all about like, it's like kind of a country song about Notre Dame. It's pretty good.
I'll check it out. You don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
I came up with an idea the other day. I think that gas pumps should have, like, you could put your dollar in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You laughed about it initially, and then you thought about it for like half a second. You're like, that's not a fucking bad
not,
idea.
Not bad. Not
like,
bad.
Why don't they?
Because, I don't know. Like, why you have to go inside to pay the cashier.
Yeah, why can't I just be like, and then it takes my fucking 20, and then I fill up my tank?
I don't know.
What the fucking, this is a great idea.
It is.
If the, in the next year, if the shit starts coming out, fuck you. Never listen to this. My idea.
All right. Well, folks, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 262. Hope everyone just gets to kick back and watch 12 hours of basketball for the next 4 days.
God bless.
It's going to be awesome. So we'll be back the next time that we record. And in the meantime,
keep them cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.